Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Schofield. Batting second. The left fielder, Len Gabrielson. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Ray Hart. Batting sixth. The catcher, Tom Haller. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Hal Lanier. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Herbel. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Ron Herbel. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Don Landrum. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The right fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Doug Clemens. Batting seventh. The catcher, Vic Rosnovsky. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. And now, play ball. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield bunts towards the mound. Buell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Gabrielson moves to second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Williams. McCovey reaches second base with a double. Gabrielson scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Giants. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Landrum. Lanier reaches second base with a double. Haller goes all the way around to score. Lanier moves to third. It's 4-0, Giants. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is walked intentionally. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbel covering, for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santos settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Len Gabrielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielsen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gabrielsen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gabrielsen moves to third. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lanier strikes out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Haller moves to third. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel is 0-for-1 in the game. Herbel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herbel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-1 in the game. Landrum hits a fly ball into left field. Gabrielsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schofield hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Len Gabrielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielsen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gabrielsen bunts towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. Schofield moves to second. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mays. The throw from Rosnovsky and he is safe. Mays steals second. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Haller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landrum. Haller reaches second base with a double. Ernie Broglio now pitching. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Haller moves to third. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Henderson is walked intentionally. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel is 0-for-2 in the game. Herbel hits a ball on the ground for an out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemens hits a fly ball into left field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosnovsky hits a fly ball into left field. Gabrielson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart pinch hits for Don Kessinger. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Stewart now playing shortstop. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Schofield for the out. one out. Len Gabrielsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielsen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gabrielsen takes first base on ball 4. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Mays hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Giants. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Haller hits a fly ball into left field. Clemens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ellis Burton pinch hits for Ernie Broglio. Ellis Burton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burton strikes out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0-for-2 in the game. Landrum takes first base on ball 4. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Landrum moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-3, Giants. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into left field. Gabrielsen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Humphreys now pitching. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Herbel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herbel is 0-for-3 in the game. Herbel bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. Two outs. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Schofield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCovey scoops it up and throws to first, with Herbel covering, for the out. One out. Vic Rosnovsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosnovsky is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosnovsky strikes out. Haller drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Rosnovsky out. Two outs. Jimmy Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 1 in the game. Stewart hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Len Gabrielson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gabrielson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gabrielson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gabrielson for the out. One out. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Mays strikes out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. McCovey hits a fly ball into center field. Landrum settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman pinch hits for Bob Humphreys. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landrum is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Landrum hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Beckert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Henry now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 6, and the Cubs 3. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Holtzman now pitching. Jim Ray Hart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hart hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Giants. Tom Haller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haller is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Haller hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lanier hits a fly ball into right field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Henderson hits a pop-up towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Lindsay now pitching. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Schofield fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Doug Clemens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemens is 0 for 3 in the game. Clemens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lanier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 7, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.